We're going to argue that the Soviet Union was an experiment testing the theories of Marx and his followers, other Marxists such as Lenin. Before we go on to look at arguments for the fact that the Soviet Union was based on Marxist thoughts, and we can have a quick appeal to authority. This is a quote from Janos Kornai, who was a state economist in Hungary and wrote several books about the socialist system or the political economy of communism, as he called one of his books. In this quote, he simply says that he believes that everything that happened in the Soviet Union and the communist regions was fundamentally a realization of what Marx saw as the socialist system that would replace capitalism. What did Marx intend? Did he intend that his followers, that people who put into practice his ideas, would create something like the Soviet Union? Is that what he intended? For one thing, some people argue that a truly Marxist system would have been much more decentralized and democratic. Perhaps it would be a democratic socialism. Perhaps it wouldn't be power to the state. It would be power to decentralized councils. One place to start is to realize that in the Communist Manifesto, he did argue for the centralization of all instruments of production in the hands of the state, that is, the workers' state, at least for the first stage, the lower stage of communism, or socialism, which was Lenin's term for Marx's lower stage of communism. Now, this could still be somewhat decentralized states, you know, different councils across the whole of the Soviet Union. However, it was the centralization of the means of production in the hands of the workers' state. Until the state dissolved away, it would be in the hands of the state. When we ask why study Marx, keeping in mind that Marx argued for the means of production to be centralized in the hands of the workers' state, it's important for economics to look at the outcome of Marxist states so that we can better understand complete public ownership across all of society. It means that public ownership, not private ownership, governs all economic production and distribution and accounting. It does lead to planning. It does offer us an opportunity to learn about what they learned, what the planners and the leaders in the Soviet Union discovered about public ownership when they had a society that was entirely governed by public ownership. This understanding of public ownership versus private ownership offers a lot of possibilities for economists to learn about the meaning of these institutions, and this can be relevant to us when we're considering whether to nationalize or privatize in various industries. Of course, there is a limitation to it because a mixed economy will have different results from public ownership, given that it will also have private ownership.